Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
When we last left the Jewish Apostle Peter, he was in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2, giving a tremendous oration about why Jesus is the Jewish Messiah to all the Jewish men who were gathered there for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. And the scriptures tell us that these Jewish men were cut to the heart.
Oh, and they didn't know what to do. He said, "What should we do, Peter? What should we do, disciples? We know we're sinners."
Well, the first thing Peter says is repent, but then he goes on to tell them
Let
how.
Every one of you be immersed in the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the remission of your sins, and then you shall receive this gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit.
Now, notice how it's a prerequisite to these Jewish men. You've got to come to Jesus, and then you'll get the Holy
Spirit. But Jeff, these were ultra-Orthodox Jewish men.
But they needed Jesus.
These were ultra-Orthodox Jewish men who kept all the laws.
And they needed Jesus.
These are ultra-Orthodox Jewish men like ultra-Orthodox Jewish men today who read the Torah and study.
And it's not enough. They need Jesus.
They need Jesus. And Peter was not shy about telling them of their need for Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah.
Very blunt. First says to them, repent. Now, can you imagine standing in front of a group of Orthodox Jewish men who've come from afar off, from way off, and here they are. They've made this pilgrimage feast because they're devout Jews.
Yeah, a lot of money. They've put aside a lot of time. And here they are.
Holy acting people.
Very holy acting people. And Peter looks them in the eye and says, repent.
You got to repent. Now, under other circumstances, they might have started throwing rocks at him.
But they were cut to the quick.
And therefore they knew, wait a minute, this man speaks truth. This man is speaking truth. And so they say, what should we do? He says, repent. And then he says, come to Jesus. And then he says, God will give you this gift of the Holy Spirit. In other words, God's going to fill you with his love, his guidance, his leadership, and teach you all truth by this Holy Spirit. And then Peter goes on to say something very interesting.
He says, for this promise to you, this promise of getting the Holy Spirit, this promise of having your sins forgiven
through Jesus' blood,
yeah, is to you and to your children. And then he says, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
So let's break this down simply. To you means to the Jews.
Standing right there.
And to your children, they would also be Jewish.
They would be Jewish, but they would not have been there right at that moment.
Right. So to you Jews and your Jewish children and to all who are afar off. And we could assume from that, that meant and the Jews who aren't here, because this is 100% Jewish event.
We could.
We could do that. And in fact, it quite possibly did mean that. What we're going to see when we continue our programs here is that God used this in a way that boggled the mind of even Peter, the Jewish apostle. But get this point here, friends, that the promise is to the Jewish people, to you, your children, as well as all who are afar off. And then we talk about fruit. What happens when these men said yes?
Yeah, those who were saved from this perverse generation, they gladly received the word. They were immersed. They were baptized that day. About 3,000 souls were added to the disciples.
3,000 Jews, friends. That is revival. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
3,000 Orthodox Jews gave their heart to Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, in the book of Acts chapter 2, after God sent the Holy Spirit that started this whole thing, that it was no man could have imagined this on their own.
We are encouraging you, Jeff and I from Messianic Minutes, we're encouraging you to be filled with the Spirit and bold in your witness, because we think this 3,000 Jewish people coming to the Lord is just there to provoke us to jealousy. In our day, today, we are looking for millions of Jewish people.
Hallelujah.
We are looking for all Israel to be saved. And you can be part of that by praying, by sharing the gospel, and by giving. And you can give through this website, messianicminutes.com, to Messianic Minutes. Help us to share the good news of Yeshua the Messiah with everyone, including the Jewish people.
If the Lord leads, your gift is tax deductible. messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.